Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
We're going to delve further into the events of last night, what it means for the Bulldogs and what it told us about St Kilda with Brad Johnson and Mark Bickley. Let's start here inside the Essendon camp with assistant coach Daniel Gian Siracusa. Gia, great to have you on AFL Nation. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
Put a few things right last week?
Yeah, we did. The boys responded after a disappointing performance on Gather Round, so... It was good to see. I heard Jono talking about accuracy. That helped. But, yeah, we played the brand of footy that we wanted to and gave our forwards access by being strong around the ball. And we need to continue that on tonight.
Yeah, so how strong is that theme, that what you got right to be able to feed that through and make it consistent?
Oh, it's always an aim, but obviously teams try to take that away from you. You know, you delve into what happened the week before and you just try to learn from it. We're looking for consistency and, you know, we've put in another good preparation of work against the Crows, who found their mojo last week against the Carlton side as well. So we're going to have to be at our best. They changed things up from a midfield point of view with Rankin and the like going through there. So we've got to be aware of that, but also challenge them with the strengths we've got around the footy.
Gia, a couple of weeks ago, the external noise after the performance over at Gather Round, then the change of being able to do what you did against the Western Bulldogs. But during that week, does the external noise enter the internal? Do you as coaches discuss what is being thrown around on the outside, and how much of it do you take in to change performance?
Simply, Jono, no, we don't. We talk about process. We work on the mental side of our game as well as the physical side of our game. And internally, if you let that in, then you're going to ride the roller coaster. And Brad's very good at setting the agenda, not just week to week, but for the year and what we want to be about. And that was simply how we processed the Port Adelaide loss. We went through it. We learned from it. It was great that we responded. We're looking for that consistency, as I said.
Daniel, when you look at some of the stats across the year, whilst your performances haven't been super consistent, some of the numbers are tracking in the right direction. I think you're in the top four for scoring from stoppage. You've improved upon being able to restrict teams from scoring from stoppage as well. So there are some things that are tracking in the right direction. Do you feel that progression that you're making?
Yeah, I do. We're really excited about the fact that, you know, we've been able to improve areas that we set out through the pre-season. But the excitement also comes with the amount of growth that we feel we've got in this group. And again, it does come back to the consistency. We think we can match any side in the competition. It's just a matter of being able to do that for four quarters. The competition is as even as I've ever seen it. And evidence was last night. If you're off a fraction or you're on, you can really blow teams out. So, you know, that's why sticking to the process and making sure that you work on, you know, keeping everyone aligned is so important, because, you know, any given day, any opposition can beat you. So, you know, we prep really well against a team that's, you know, the Crows were fantastic last year, high-scoring team. They, as I said, they got themselves going against Carlton, and we've got to be ready for their best.
Gia, when you recruit Todd Goldstein, did you see him as a midfield coach? Did you just see him as that replacement in case Draper does get injured or was coming back from injury? Anyway, did you expect the combo to be as strong as it was, in particular, last week?
We probably last year, when you think about our setup, we play with two rucks, with Phillips playing for us with Drapes. Yep. Drapes is such a unique beast, and he's an explosive athlete that, you know, being a 90% full-time in the ruck type setup is probably going to be a struggle for him. So he needs that foil as well as what he can provide from a forward point of view. So Brad obviously had great insight into Goldie and what he could produce and seen him at his best at North. And I've been really impressed with him. He's a bit played 300 games. You don't do that by accident, but he prepares as well as anyone, not only to get his body right, but to what he's going to face from an opposition point of view. And he's really combined well with Drapes. And he's also helping Nick Bryan and Vigo Vizzantini as well, who are young ruckmen, and that's essentially why we've got him here, to really show him what it takes to be an elite ruckman in the comp, as well as him playing some outstanding football for us. So we're definitely glad that he's in the red and black.
Well, it could be an advantage too. Riley O'Brien is going to do probably 90% of the ruck work. You've got Lockie Gallant, who's very much a part-time ruckman. So the two guys going in tandem against O'Brien, if you can wear him down, you might see it as an advantage come sort of later in the match.
Yeah, and that's probably what we're going into most games with. You know, different setups for different teams. But we think we can get that real advantage. As I said, Drapes is that dynamic type. Goldie grinds away and his craft's exceptional. So we can get an advantage in that space. You know, O'Brien's been a warrior for a long time and he's got his strength. So we've got to try and take those away. But that'll be a pivotal point in which team gets a victory for sure.
Where do you see Nick Cox, Gia, and where do you see his best position playing, and what are the development areas that he's really trying to work on at the moment?
I think the flexibility with Coxie is a real strength and an asset. You know, I think as a coaching staff, we've talked about, does he need to be settled, these sorts of things. The positive thing for us is he's getting games. So the continuity, which he hasn't had since probably after his first year, has been a real bonus for us. And the fact that we can explore different positions with him, because he's 200 centimetres and he can run like he does, we've exposed him to defence. He can play a bit on the wing. So I think that's something the opposition have to worry about. That's probably the answer. I think it's wing sort of defence for Coxie, and that gives us flexibility from a stoppage and ground setup point of view as well. So we'll continue to evolve that with him.
Gia, you mentioned Adelaide had a bit of a different mix through the midfield last week with Soligo and Rankin, probably the two players that attended most. You threw Sam Durham through there 21 times he attended, which was the second behind Merritt. He had six clearances, which was by far and away your most effective player. You must have been wrapped with his output last week.
Yeah, he didn't play against Port too, so we got smacked around the centre bounce. So that was one of the things we... he's underrated. Does. We've got really high hopes for him. He's playing some fantastic football. You know, he matched up against Bont last week and did a really good job, and obviously found the footy himself as well. So he's a great kid. He wants to learn. He's got some attributes that are quite unique. So that was probably a big part of why we played a lot better last week, and we hope he doesn't miss too many more along the journey.
Now, Gia, you're a good bloke in the game. You got suspended.
Thanks,
you got suspended a couple of times. You're a bit disappointed.
Once I got suspended.
Yeah, you did. Trying to roll me out just to say how good a bloke you are. You might have got off, Gia.
Well, it's been a topic of conversation, Jono. I think it was when I was playing the sub, so I was probably a bit frustrated, and I took it out on someone here at Adelaide Oval, and I got the wrath of the Port Adelaide supporters, so I probably deserved it. I don't think I was going to get off from a good bloke point of view, but it's an interesting one, and I'll leave that to the people
call.
At the AFL to work through, but it was interesting during the week.
I'll write
it continues to surprise, doesn't it, John?
It does. I'll write you a reference at any time, G.
Surprises in all sorts of different ways.
Daniel, as you are part of that sort of, coaching the midfield, just having so many more numbers to throw that through that part of the ground, how important is it for Essendon's development? We've seen it's not just about Darcy Parrish and Zach Merritt getting lots of the footy now. You're getting more numbers from more players. Are you really happy with where that's at the moment?
Yeah, we are. Continuity would be nice because, you know, we've seen to, as we said before, Sam Durham missed last week. Then we lose Archie Perkins. So it's going to be a headache for us when all those guys are available. But
yeah.
I think you've got to continue to evolve as a football club and as individuals in this game, because if you're standing still for too long, opposition teams figure you out. And those guys that we've mentioned, they're the future of our footy club. And the great thing is, our captain leads by example with regards to what we ask him to do from a role point of view. And he's been a mainstay of the midfield for a very long time, but he's quite selfless in the way he goes about trying to give those guys space to improve their games and play the role that we ask of him as a coaching group. And that's something that we just continue to praise internally. And he's doing so much more than just being probably our best player and performing every week, because he's giving those guys space to grow, and that's going to hold us in really good stead for the future.
It's spot on. He's an absolute star, Gia. He's great to watch as well. From a From an opposition point of view tonight, you're going through the game strategy throughout the week. What are you looking to control in this game, especially early on?
Well, I think it's going to be around the contest and, the ability to make sure that the guys like Rankin and Rochelle don't get up and about. One, because they're very good players and they can impact the game, but two, what they do to the crowd here. So if we can stifle that, and that's about winning the contest, getting the ball in our half and trapping it there, so we really stifle that and give our forwards the best chance. They can move the ball quickly, so that'll help that, but we've got to be right on edge with our defence to be really tight, otherwise they can open you up and get you out the back. So that's probably the main thing that we'll be focusing on and trying to take away from the Crows.
When you look at Adelaide, though I'm sure you have really closely, the losses they've had, it's been through great pressure around the footy and they've ended up blasting it long and Tom Stewart got hold of them with a whole of intercept marks, Luke Ryan a bit the same. And they're not a super contested marking side inside forward 50 or down the line. So that pressure that you talked about around the contest is just so important tonight against Adelaide.
Yeah, and it is every week. The pressure and to be able to make those entries forced through pressure is really important. As we saw last week, they did start to get up and going through the corridor especially, and that brings Tex into the game, and from sort of 40 to 60 he's deadly. So, and it's because he hits up at the footy, and there's a number of players that do that. So again, it's a real responsibility of that midfield to, if we can't win those clearances and the contest, whether it be from long kicks, we've got to make sure that the possessions they win are pressured to give our backs a chance. Otherwise, it's a challenge, not only against the Crows, but every week. So we're looking to do that again tonight.
Gia, just as we let you go, is when the opposition got hold of you in the midfield and was coming out the front, what was the dynamic like in the coach's box? Were you getting the death stare from a couple of seats over?
Yeah, it's not the greatest position to be in, Jared. But, to be honest, Brad's very calm and composed, and we've got a checklist of what we go through, and it's easy from level two because you give them, try to give them solutions, but it's always a challenge when you've got Rosie and Butters and these types running amok. So again, like I said before, every opportunity or loss like we had is one for us to learn, and we went about that and we did had a really good result against the Bulldogs. So it's a bit squirmy in there when that happens and you try to fix it and give the players solutions, but you try to rectify. It's easier said than done, though.
Good on you. You're due at a meeting. Appreciate your time. Good luck.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much for having me.